Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, boy. It's what you need, boy. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letter spills slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in the snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's
y'all
know I'm
trying
to,
tell
me what y'all to do,
it's time for all of your, see that rock and rolls in your rolling rock, then your mind says the rhythm and just don't stop, 5, 6, get up inside the mix, 7, 8, no time to hesitate, so let's rock and roll.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and shot or relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I tap. Count on two,
it's
tell
what
me what
you
y'all
want,
to do. 3, 4,
it's time for all your,
sit down,
rock
and
roll in your
rolling
rock. Then your mind has a rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, I thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. But solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, ill, yeah. My people's in the place, tell me how to go.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all yours. To just rock and roll, then you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to motivate. To just rock and roll, then you're rolling rock.
And welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sista here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tracy Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation is the execution of John William King. Tonight's conversation, the execution of John William King. For those of you who don't know, and it's hard to believe that you wouldn't know, but John William King is one of the three men who orchestrated one of the most horrific hate crimes in modern American history. And that was the dragging death of James Byrd Jr. And that man who orchestrated that crime is scheduled to be executed tonight. So, anything pertaining to the murder of James Byrd, it's always been on my radar. I followed the case since it happened back in 1998, and I was especially drawn by it when I read the book Hate Crime, The Story of a Dragging in Jasper, Texas. And, you know, for those of you who follow the show, you know that I've even had the author Joyce King on the show, who also discussed the details of the case, because at the time she was a journalist working in Jasper, Texas, when this all went down. So I've always followed this case. I've always covered it since the onset of James Byrd murder. So I want to talk a little bit about, and I will be taking calls in the studio tonight. If you want to voice your opinion or add your 2 cents, I invite you to call into the studios. Our number is 657-383-1199. Just press 1 for the host cue. John William King, now, he's 44 years old, and he will be the second person executed in James Byrd's 1998 death. Lawrence Russell Brewer died by lethal injection in 2001, and the third man, Sean Berry, is serving life in prison. So although King is being executed today, he has long maintained his innocence. He's maintained his innocence since day one. Once sending a letter to the Dallas Morning News that they later used against him, he said that the evidence presented in the case was all circumstantial, and that Berry, which is the guy that's serving life in prison, his friend, Sean Berry, is solely responsible for Byrd's death. So that was his story. And I guess that's the one he's sticking to. And he has repeatedly appealed his guilty verdict, repeatedly claiming ineffective assistance from his counsel, court documents to be wrong, this to be wrong, that to be wrong. But he is claiming that he is not guilty. For those of you who may be just tuning into the show tonight, we are talking the execution of John William King here on Conversations of a Sister. So, although King maintains his innocence, he's even tried to appeal his case to the highest courts, but a federal appeals court upheld his conviction just last year. And the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear his case in October. So regardless to what he's tried to do to maintain the fact that he's not guilty, his conviction has been upheld. Now, some of James Byrd's family members have spoken out against capital punishment for his killers. They're going with the fact that they forgave him however many years ago they killed their brother, their father, their son. They're saying that they forgive them. And they said that, or they believe that, you can't fight murder with murder. Therefore, they preferred life sentences for all of James Byrd's killers. They said they don't feel that justice is served because James Byrd's killers are given an option to take some drugs in the arm and just go to sleep. So for that, they feel like justice has not been served. While Byrd, on the other hand, he was not given that option. He was brutally tortured for 3 miles until he was dismembered. And most of my blog readers and listeners share the same sentiment that this is not justice. I agree, it's not justice because they get to die in their sleep. And, you know, some of my blog readers feel as though they should have been murdered or killed the same way that they killed James Byrd. That's their opinion. So let me share the details of how James Byrd was killed. You know, let's talk about it. Because now that the second killer is going to be executed today, we're all reliving how this man was murdered, how he was killed. King and his accomplices, Sean Berry and Lawrence Brewer, they encountered James Byrd walking home after leaving a friend's house in the early morning hours on June 7, 1998. Berry, who was driving, he was familiar with James Byrd from seeing him around town. So he offered him a ride. He offered him a ride home. And I guess that's kind of typical for Southerners because, you know, some people just wouldn't do that. But they offered him a ride home, and I guess he took the ride. But instead of taking James Byrd home, the men took him to a secluded area on the outskirts of town. And there, they brutally beat him. They beat him brutally. They urinated on him. They had a bowel movement on him. They then chained him. And if I'm not mistaken, I think in Joyce King's book, he was naked. But they chained him by the ankles to the back of their pickup truck. And these were not ordinary chains, like chains I guess you would see on a bike or chains that you would maybe see on wheels of a tire. These were like huge chains, like not ordinary chains, but chains. They chained him by his ankles to the back of their truck. Like his body was like halfway hanging off the cab. And then they dragged him for nearly 3 miles along a paved road. Now, can you just picture that? Can you picture that? So he was already brutally beaten. And again, the details are in her book. It took me a good 21 years, just about 19 years to finish Joyce King's book, because that's how horrific this crime was, because she details it in her book. It is very detailed. But anyway, they dragged James Byrd for 3 miles along a paved road. And then newspapers later published grisly photos of James Byrd's body parts that was scattered along the asphalt road. They took pictures of his body parts. I think they said that his head was found maybe near the front steps of a church, or the body was, and his head was found somewhere else. I can't remember, but if you Google it, aside from reading the book, the details are there. But police actually placed yellow evidence markers in 81 places where James Byrd's remains were found. 81 places they marked, because that's where his body remains were found. And I think the corpse was found in front of a church. But during King's murder trial, the prosecutor said James Byrd was alive for at least 2 miles before his body was actually ripped apart. Can you even imagine that? He was alive for at least 2 miles before his body was ripped apart. And there was evidence, that James Byrd tried to hold his head up. He tried to hold his head up off the asphalt road while he was being dragged. Can you imagine what that must have been like? Can you just imagine what that must have been like when you think about it? It's a painful thought. But James King, the white supremacist who's going to be executed tonight, although he maintains his innocence, he has tattoos on him that include a burning cross, the double lightning bolt insignia of Adolf Hitler's, a robed Ku Klux Klansman, a swastika. These are all tattoos on his body. The words Aryan Pride, which is a white supremacist neo-Nazi organization here in the United States. And another tattoo that he has is a black man hanging from a tree. You know, this guy, he was in the process of recruiting others for his cause because he wanted an all-out race war in Jasper, Texas. And he thought that leaving James Byrd's body in front of the church, rather than hiding it or, you know, obscuring it, he felt like this demonstrated that the crime was meant to spread terror. That's what he wanted. You know, just like, you know, during slave days or during slavery, when black people were hung, they would leave the body hanging from trees for days as a reminder to slaves how not to get out of hand or not to get out of place because it was a form of fear, a form of terror. That's all it is, and that's what he wanted to do because, of course, King and his accomplices are white and James Byrd was black. But his death, James Byrd's death, dominated the nation's headlines for weeks and led to changes in the way that local and federal government prosecute hate crimes. That's the only maybe positive change that came out of all of it. Berry, who was allegedly the driver, he was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison. So he's in prison, but he spends 23 hours a day in an 8x6 cell in protective custody at a Texas prison. So they protected him. They probably protected James King because some of my blog readers were like, how did he last, you know, this long in jail? Because he was probably protected. But Berry, who is spending life in prison, he's not going to be eligible for parole until he's 63. And that's in June 2038. So, and he is an unrepentant racist. You know, Brewer, who's also an unrepentant racist, he was executed on September 21st, 2011. And he expressed no remorse for this crime to James Byrd. In fact, in a letter to James King, before he was executed, he told him, regardless of the outcome of this, we have made history. That's what he said. We have made history, and we shall die proudly. We shall die being proudly remembered. That's what he said. Regardless of the outcome, we shall die being proudly remembered. I think that's sad, and I think that's sick. James Byrd's family, they still live in Jasper, Texas. And, of course, with James King's execution tonight, they're being asked about, you know, James Byrd and what he was like. and they are being forced to remember this crime. I mean, I feel like we're all being forced to relive it because the ringleader is being executed tonight. But his family, who still live in Jasper, they finally remembered him to a reporter. They recalled how he loved to play the trumpet in his high school band and how he loved to sing vivaciously in the church choir. And James Byrd once told his family that he would put Jasper, Texas on the map one day. He thought it would be because of his music, said LaVon Harris, one of his sisters. Never did they think it would be because of his death. She said, now when you mention Jasper, Texas, you associate it with James Byrd. It's true, you do, because when I hear it, I do. And it hurts to know it was for a different reason than James Byrd anticipated. So, James King is scheduled to be executed tonight at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at a Texas State Penitentiary at Huntsville. He will be executed for the horrific murder of James Byrd Jr. And he will indeed go down in history with the rest of the white supremacists who commit such hateful and horrific crimes. It's sad to say that here we are 21 years later, and for me, nothing has changed, because if anything, hate crimes have risen here in these United States. It's sad, and I too think justice is not really served, but, you know, on the same note, I guess they can spend 100 years in jail. Hate is in the heart, and regardless of how much time passes, it slowly destroys you, whether you repent, whether you reverse it, or whether you just deal with it. It destroys you anyway. So they're already destroyed because of the hate and the hatred that they carry in their hearts. I pray for the Byrd family tonight, simply because if I am touched by such a horrific crime, I can't imagine how they must feel, having carried such painful memories of their loved one's death some 21 years later, and having to keep reliving it every time one of them is executed or something is mentioned about it. To relive it, to rethink it, is to hurt all over again. So tonight, I remember the Byrd family, and that is who I think of, and that is where I pray that peace will dwell. Somehow, in some way, I pray they have peace. I pray we all have peace, and we continue to live in it and be that example that we hope to see. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Until next week, good night. Bye-bye.
Had you thinking you was so fine, and since I told you you was on my